954-915-0080. That's not what they taught me to say in the seminar. That's for real. 954-915-0080. Hey, good morning. Bill Kaplan, here to help you get fit, to help you get lean, to help you get healthy. I'm here to help you gain control of your body once and for all by sharing my very own brand of what I like to call the fitness truth. And isn't that really what people are looking for? A little bit of truth? Aren't you just a little bit confused by all the eat carbs, don't eat carbs, eat fat, don't eat fat, go on a diet, don't go on a diet, do Pilates, do yoga? It's very, very, very confusing unless you understand the fitness truth. So I'm here to make that confusion go away, to give you the truth. So then you get the aha. You say, oh, now I get it. Now I completely understand. And I want to mention that every client that I've worked with achieved the result they wanted. I'm going to let that sink in. I want to say it again. I'm going to say it slow. As a personal fitness trainer, every single client that I have worked with, and we're talking about in numbers in the thousands, achieved the result they want. Now, why do I want that to have impact? Because if you've ever failed with any fitness program, ever, and you've blamed yourself, I want you to take a step back and say, wait a minute. Maybe, just maybe, it had nothing to do with you. Maybe it had everything to do with the program. Now, when people hear that, when personal trainers hear that, they go, hey, Phil, that can't be true. It can't be true. How can everybody get the result they want? And I say, name any other business in the world where people fail to get what they pay for and blame themselves. There isn't one. I mean, if you go to a restaurant, you order a meal, they give you a meal. If you go to a mechanic to get your car fixed, they fixed your car. If you go to a plastic surgeon to get a different nose, you get a different nose. If you go to a fitness professional to get a fitness result, shouldn't you get a fitness result? So many people go, well, I didn't, but a trainer was really good. I just had no willpower. I say nonsense. I say people are misinformed. I say people just have questions. And sometimes they don't even know the questions they have. So I want to address some of those questions and give you the aha. And one of the questions that I want to address today, and I'll tell you why I want to address this. In the last 30 days, I went through my emails on an airplane, and I found in the last 30 days there were 145 emails asking about cellulite. Now, there's apparently a product that's come out that's doing some very good advertising, and I think that may be what prompted it. However, the emails about cellulite keep pouring in. And everybody now seems to know this word, but really, what is it? I'd like to address that today. The challenge with that is I'm a guy. And although some guys do quietly admit they have cellulite, primarily it's a woman thing, right? So I don't want to do this alone because, you know, women sometimes go, well, he's a guy. He doesn't understand. So I'm going to ask some very competent women to join me on the show today, particularly one of the top personal fitness trainers in the world. Her name is Kelly Calabrese. She will be joining us very, very shortly. And I want her to talk about this with me. Answer the question, is there a cure for cellulite? Is there a cream, a lotion, or a potion that works? So I will address that on the show. Before I get into that, I want to address the more important question, why do people fail to achieve the fitness or weight loss results they're looking for? And I maintain that the only reason people fail to achieve what they're looking for, meaning you tried something, it didn't work, whether you blamed yourself or not, here's the reason. You were misinformed. You had some bad information in your head. For example, I see a lot of these people who are, I'll say, lured into selling these products through multi-level marketing. For example, there's a product now that is made from a berry that grows in the Amazon rainforest, and it is presented as a cure for arthritis, as a weight loss formula, as a rejuvenator, as a sexual enhancer. See, these are things that get people to buy. But multi-level marketing works this way. The company creates a product, and they know that the people selling the product will not be experts because they're not selling it through mainstream distribution. They're selling it through getting people excited about the potential of making money. So somebody reads the literature and they go, hey, look, here's a berry that cures arthritis and cures cancer and helps people lose fat. And I can make $10,000 a month selling it, and all I have to do is tell all my friends. So now what you have is a misinformed messenger. In other words, the person doesn't have enough information to really evaluate whether this is legit or not, so they believe it, and then they go selling it. And they get other people who get excited, and they start selling it. And other people get excited, and they start selling it. And the whole thing is kind of like a pyramid where the people at the top make money as the people at the bottom bottom spend more money. But what I really see is all of these misinformed messengers putting bad information out there. So when you try these products and they don't work, why did you fail? Because you were misinformed. Because you didn't really understand the reality behind the product or behind the problem that you're trying to solve. I think what most programs fail to address is mindset. They don't understand that there's a very, very important part of this puzzle that is ignored. And that is, if people hold on to false beliefs, if they believe that dieting will be the solution, if they believe that they don't need to exercise, if they believe that a supplement will help them lose fat, they're going to fail. Because they're holding false beliefs. So I've learned that we've got to tap into people's heads and we've got to give them a better understanding. And if they don't have that understanding, they're fooled everywhere. I mean, even the food labels are deceptive. If you go into the supermarket and you think you're making good food choices, that doesn't mean you are. You may be deceived by many of the labels. Here's what you should do. If you have a question today, call in 866-801-0940. Any fitness question, any fitness comment, whether you think you're confused or not, if you're not getting the result you want, call me, 866-801-0940. I'm going to give you another option today if you are telephone shy. If you have AOL, you can just send an instant message to Ask Phil a Question. Okay, that's an AOL instant messenger. Just ask Phil a question. Don't send emails. That's just right now I have the screen in front of me, so if you want to send the question, I know a bunch of them will pour in. I'll do my best to get to them. But right now, I'd like to bring on Kelly. Kelly Calabrese joining me from Texas. Right, Kel?
Exactly. Good morning.
Now, in the past, when you joined me, it was from New Jersey.
Exactly.
So, you moved.
I love it. I absolutely love it. It's a great place to be.
Dallas, Texas.
Yeah, I'm in a northwest suburb of Dallas.
Now, let me tell listeners, okay, because Kelly made a promise to herself, and I was kind of eavesdropping on the promise, because it wasn't a promise to me. It was really a promise to herself. Kelly has been personal training for how many years?
It'll be 20 years in December.
And she was at a place at her home in New Jersey where everybody knew that she is the top personal trainer. She was on the front page in the New York Post. So neighbors and friends of neighbors and people who lived within the area and people who knew people lived within the area would knock on Kelly's door and say, please, Kelly, train me. So, Kelly, how many sessions would you end up doing in a week?
About 40.
Okay. 40 sessions a week in addition to running Kelly Calabrese Consulting and being a mom, right?
Yes.
And being busy, doing a lot of stuff. So Kelly said, when I move to Texas, I am not going to personal train people anymore.
That's correct.
So I just want to check. You've moved. Have you trained anyone yet?
I have not. Not one single person.
Okay, but I know a part of the mission is educating and empowering people, and that's why you're joining me today, right?
Absolutely.
Okay. You know about this cellulite thing?
I've heard a little bit about it, yeah.
I will tell you this, and this you already know. There is big money in cellulite.
Absolutely. Well, it's a problem for 85% of women. And as you said, very few men have this problem. It's caused by a genetic predisposition, hormonal changes, weight gain. And 85% of women are plagued with cellulite.
In June of 2000, the FTC slammed QVC, which is an amazing operation. If we have time, I want to talk about my QVC experience. But they slammed QVC with a fine. And they said, you know, guys, we know you're making a lot of money here. We do. We know a lot of people are calling and buying your products. But you're making unsubstantiated claims. So we're going to have to fine you. Because you're selling products claiming that they will help people lose 50, 60, or 100 pounds or more. And that they will get rid of cellulite. And it is just not true. Now, this is one of hundreds of examples I can give you of where the FTC came down on them. And the reason I'm mentioning QVC is because we're talking about a company that makes hundreds of millions of dollars. So when they get fined, you know what? They shrug it off. There's a lot of money being made here. So you know what? Did they know they were making false claims? It's kind of like when the cigarette sellers go, oh, we didn't really know it causes cancer. I mean, they know they're making false claims. They know. But they also know that they can get away with it until the FTC slams them. And the reason I'm bringing this up is because a lot of people believe that because it's on TV or because it's in the newspaper or because they read an article about it, it's legit. So when we come back from this break, I'm going to ask Kelly to help me. Ruth has been on hold, so when we come back, I will take your call as soon as we come back. But before we go to break, I want to mention, you started some music there, but I got another minute, don't I? Okay, one more minute. In this minute, I want to talk about this concept that if you're tired of hearing me talk about it, I will not apologize. This is what you need to know. The concept is synergy. If you want to achieve a positive physical result, if you want to be in a better body, you absolutely must have a concern for three synergistic elements. One, the right nutrition, which doesn't mean starving, doesn't mean dieting. You cannot starve away cellulite. Will not happen. That's one part, the right nutrition, which means eating, just making the right food choices. The second part, moderate aerobic exercise. Too much aerobic exercise can actually lead to cellulite accumulation over time. So, yes, you need to do something aerobic, but not all that much. And the third part is you've got to have a concern for muscle. So let that be your filter. The right nutrition, moderate aerobic exercise, and a concern for muscle must all be in place. All right, Ruth, hold on. You'll be up. This is Phil Kaplan being joined by Kelly Calabrese on the Mind and Muscle Fitness Hour, broadcast out of the studios of AM 940, South Florida's progressive talk station, nationwide on the Health Radio Network. Be right back.
Music without studio embellishment. Music the way you like it. AM 940 SouthFlorida.com. Log on, scroll down, click Stripped. Melissa Etheridge, John Legend, and many more. Online now at AM 940 SouthFlorida.com. AM 940 with traffic four times every hour from the Seminole Hard Rock Hotel and Casino Traffic Center.
Well, good morning. Right now in Broward County, we have a crash wrapping up on 95 northbound on the exit ramp to Broward Boulevard. But the rest of Broward County moving along just fine. 595 and the Turnpike checking in accident-free. In Miami, we've had a crash with injuries on the Palmetto northbound at Doral Boulevard. That's still wrapping up, but the rest of Miami-Dade also moving along just as well. Scott Griffin, AM 940 traffic.
Let's face it, most everyone can use some extra cash from time to time.
Ted is a Check & Go associate.
So I tell people that no matter what the reason, you can get the cash you need at Check & Go. We'll hold your personal check till payday. Contact us. We'll explain everything and make it easy for you.
Call 1-800-561-CASH to find a Check & Go near you. Or get a cash advance online at checkandgo.com.
Cash advance is subject to certain terms and conditions. See website for details. Ohio license 750-310. Rhode Island license check casher.
Stephanie Miller.
I'm not a Bush hater.
Weekdays 9 to noon on AM 940.
I just don't care for him so much. He makes me wrinkle my nose.
And streaming live at AM940SouthFlorida.com.
Are you aware that one of every $4 spent on auto insurance goes to pay fraudulent claims and that beating the system is fairly easy? For example, a dishonest person can call an insurance company in many states, perhaps yours, and insure what they claim is a recently purchased late model luxury car. A few weeks later, the car is reported stolen with its expensive accessories. The car will never be found because it never existed. Obtaining insurance on paper cars and vehicles with pre-existing damage is easy to do if the car wasn't carefully inspected and photographs taken of the vehicle, its condition, and its identification tags. Common sense inspection laws that require inspecting and photographing vehicles before insuring them have greatly reduced insurance frauds that you pay for. Reducing fraud means that your insurance premiums will no longer reward dishonesty. If your state doesn't have an inspection program that includes the all-important photo or digital image records, ask your elected representatives why not. A public service message from the Florida Auto Theft Intelligence Unit.
I've had a long and full life. Marriage, jobs, kids, then the grandchildren came along. It took hard work and a lot of planning. But one thing I didn't plan on was macular degeneration. It's stealing my eyesight and my independence, and the disease will reach epidemic proportions as my children age. Call 1-800-437-2423 for free information from Macular Degeneration Research. 1-800-437-2423.
Bill Kaplan, being joined by Kelly Calabrese, talking today about the stuff, the orange peel stuff that women don't like around their legs. You could instant message me if you have AOL and just ask Phil a question. That's the AOL address. Or you can call 866-801-0940. I did just get an instant message, and this is somebody who I was talking about QVC. They apparently bought a cellulite product, which didn't work on QVC, and they want to know what the product that I'm talking about was. So it was called Lipofactor Cellulite Target Lotion. And the claim was that it eliminates cellulite without diet or exercises and causes measurable inch loss, and that tests and research prove the product works. And those were unsubstantiated claims. They were false, and that's the product. So if that's the one you bought, now you know. But you know what? If it feels good to rub it into your legs, and yeah, do it. But don't do it for the wrong reasons. Do it because it feels good. Okay, Ruth has been holding. Ruth, I promised you'd be up next. When we finish a call, it means there's an open phone line, 866-801-0940. Ruth, good morning and welcome to the show. You have a question?
Yes. I'm confused as to the appropriate exercise that will help build bone back when you've been diagnosed with osteoporosis. I'm hearing about stretching. I'm hearing about range of motion. I'm hearing about walking. What is your opinion?
Okay. My intention, Kelly, are you here with us?
I am.
Okay, I'm going to turn this to you in a minute, but my intention is to give you clarity, because you just mentioned three things. So now you're confused, and that's what happens. People hear, okay, what you have to do, osteoporosis, definitely stretch. And then you go, okay, got that down. And somebody else goes, no, don't you? What you have to do is walk. And you go, oh, okay, and then you don't know what to do. So listen to this. There's something I learned when I first started studying exercise physiology that is so ridiculously simple, but it stuck. Use it or lose it. Now, that applies to bone density. As a matter of fact, when astronauts go into space for an extended period of time, when they come back, they are actually showing signs of osteoporosis. Here's why. There's no gravity. Nothing is asking their bones to resist. So I don't want to confuse you by throwing something else in, but I'm going to give you the definitive answer. You absolutely, positively, without question, need to do some sort of resistance exercise. I'm talking about with some dumbbells, with some light dumbbells, asking your body to resist. Now, that in and of itself won't do it, because you also have to make sure the nutrition part is right, because the exercise is just the stimulus. If you don't have the right minerals and you're not taking in essential fats and you're not taking in protein, it's hard to build bone. But the type of exercise, and not saying don't do the others, but the type of exercise that will have the most measurable impact on bone density is resistance training. Kelly, what would you add?
I would add to make sure that the exercises are weight-bearing, meaning try to do most of your exercises standing. Things like squats, the bicep curl together would be great. So instead of sitting on a machine or sitting in a chair, try to do your weight-bearing exercises standing, your weightlifting exercises. And walking is also great because it is an impact activity, and you know it's great for many, many reasons, including osteoporosis.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Does that help?
Yes,
okay.
It helps a lot.
Do you have a gym or a place that you're going to go to exercise? Will you do this at home?
Well, I have both. I have, you know, light weights at home that I can work with, and I also belong to a gym.
Okay. It wouldn't hurt for you to get together with a competent fitness professional just to help design a routine for you that is safe and that is effective. And I'd also ask you, just take a look at my 21-day Journey to Excellence, because it's a program that kind of incorporates all of it, and it uses resistance, and as Kelly said, resistance that asks you to bear weight and move your body through space. So if you get a chance, go to philkaplan.com, click on the 21-day journey, and just take a look and send me an email if you want to talk any further, okay?
Okay, thanks.
All right, thanks for your call. All right, Kelly. So is there something else other than this exercise and eating right that will work to get rid of cellulite? Kelly?
Are you asking me? You know, the wonder treatments just abound. There's pills, herbs, creams, massages, salt rubs, wraps, ultrasound. I mean, it just goes on and on and on, as you've said. But, I mean, if you look at what they're really trying to do, they're trying to increase circulation, which exercise does. You need to burn calories, which exercise does. I mean, the reason that a lot of women have cellulite is because they've gained excess weight. So you need to get rid of the excess fat, and you need to do that through the exact three things that you continue to mention consistently, the synergy. And, you know, these creams, and not a single one has been proven. And if any of them do show any temporary mild improvements, they only last for as long as you're buying these creams and applying them anyway.
Well, let me go through some of the other stuff here, just because sometimes people hear that and they go, yeah, well, I heard this lady on the radio and she said it doesn't work, but I'm reading the ad and the ad says it works, and it says research has proven means an advertiser is paying money to say what they want in an advertisement. And if nobody stops them from lying, then they can lie. And if they lie and make a lot of money, and then the FTC finally stops them and they have to pay a fine, oh well. And unfortunately, that's the way a lot of these companies do business. And the FTC does periodically stop some companies. Here's an example. There was a company actually based out of Florida. The company is called Femina Inc. It was actually very, very local, very close to where I am, and they were selling 1-2-3 reduced fat. And the claim was that it causes weight loss by blocking and eliminating fat. And they also sold green tea extract that they say blocks up to 40% of the absorption of fat. And they also said that the aloe vera supplement containing seaweed eliminates inches of fat. It is all a lie. It is a complete lie. So here I have in my hand the complaint filed by the FTC. But that doesn't mean they didn't make a lot of money. So please don't get fooled just because you read about something. And I know people will hear this and go, yeah, but why should we believe a radio show? I have no agenda here other than to give you fitness truth. This is not an infomercial. I'm here live. Kelly is joining me purely out of the goodness of her heart. Right, Kelly? Unfortunately, there's no check coming to you for this appearance.
None.
So I want you to just really understand. And one of the things that this product, this 1-2-3 reduced fat kit included, was a gel to put on the body and a plaster corset to wrap around the body. Now, you know what? If you wrap something around your body and you sweat, might you force some temporary fat displacement and water loss? Yeah. And that's what Kelly's talking about, that at best you may achieve temporary results, but they're not really the results that you're hoping for. It's a trick that gets people to go, oh, it must be working. And then when people fail, of course, they blame themselves. Now, Kelly,
they also irritate your skin and get reactions, and there's side effects to these things as well.
I'll tell you also, I have some other ads here that target specific markets. Like here is one that they are clearly going after the teen market. They run ads in Teen, Sassy, 17, these are all magazines, and Young and Modern. And here's a statement from their ads. In as little as 14 days, your entire body could suddenly start to take on a whole new shape. Plus, you'll be thinner and firmer than ever before. This is not a diet program. And the moment you put our methods into action, you begin to burn off excess calories and fatty deposits. The product causes fast and significant weight loss, reduces body fat and cellulite.
That's scary. I mean, some of these girls are still pre-pubescent who are reading these magazines. And, you know, the images that we're giving with shows like The Swan, where we're trying to make everybody look perfect, is just so scary, especially for that age group.
Now, by the way, if people want to get a look at you, they can do that at your website, right?
They can. KellyCalabrese.com. KellyCalabrese.com.
Spell it again. Kelly, K-E-L-L-I. Go ahead.
Calabrese, C-A-L-A-B-R-E-S-E.com.
Take a look at Kelly. Because, Kelly, which one of these cellulite creams did you use?
I have my husband rub them on me every night.
Just because you like it, though, right?
Exactly. He doesn't know that.
Hey, I'm going to show you one more. Then we got to go. They got to do news, but we'll come back. The Federal Trade Commission announced plans to target scams that target the Hispanic community, including deceptive marketing for cellulite cures. So what they do is these marketers of products say, who can we target now that's going to fall for the stuff? And when you really look at what the products contain, and I'll talk some about that in the second half of the show, it does get really scary. You know, when you talk about messing with the mindset of teenage girls, that's scary. But messing with the body chemistry of anybody is scary. And we'll talk more about that when we come back. This is Phil Kaplan, joined by Kelly Calabrese. See her at KellyCalabrese.com. This is the Mind and Muscle Fitness Hour broadcast.
Attention men and women suffering from hair loss. Now, with Avacor, a world leader in hair regrowth, you don't have to be bald, even if you have a family history of hair loss. Here's Dr. Mark Goodman, board-certified dermatologist.
The main reason for thinning hair and baldness is hereditary hair loss. Just because there is a family history of hair loss doesn't mean you have to suffer. Avacor is specially formulated to reverse hereditary hair loss and regrow new healthy hair. Our formula targets the hair follicle to effectively stop hair loss and stimulate new hair growth. Before you consider expensive transplant surgery, remember, Avacor is FDA approved to regrow new healthy hair for men and women.
We're giving away a free month of Avacor with all of today's orders. Call 800-450-9816. That's 800-450-9816. Satisfaction guaranteed or your money back. Call 800-450-9816. 800-450-9816.
Hey, Dad.
What?
I can't get the ketchup bottle open.
Here, let me try. Here you go.
Thanks.
You don't have to be a hero to be a hero. When you adopt a child from foster care, just being there makes all the difference. To learn more, call 1-888-200-4005. A public service announcement brought to you by Adopt U.S. Kids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There is a tremendous price war among the major term life companies, and you may be paying too much. Consider these possible rates. A man, age 45, non-tobacco user, issue preferred, $1 million of coverage, is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man, age 50, non-tobacco user, issue preferred, can obtain $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $113, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right. Guaranteed level rates for the next 20 years. If you're a smoker, there are great rates available for you as well. TermBusters specializes in term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more. So call this number now for a free quote.
800-430-6751. 800-430-6751. Call 24/7. 800-430-6751. 800-430-6751.
Presenting Great Moments in the History of 1-800-FED-INFO. For years, Americans have turned to 1-800-FED-INFO for government information. 2002, Tom Dunleavy calls for student loan information.
Wait, something's wrong. That was too easy.
And 2004, Nicole Haddad requests info on starting a small business.
At last, a store in Peoria devoted entirely to parachute pants.
Make your own great moment. Call 1-800-FED-INFO.
Be traffic.
Stephanie Miller.
I'm not a Bush hater.
Weekdays 9 to noon on AM 940.
I just don't care for him so much. He makes me wrinkle my nose.
And streaming live at AM940SouthFlorida.com.
Ambassador Andrew Young has teamed with Operation Hope to help eradicate poverty through financial literacy education.
Young people need to understand money and how it works.
Visit us online at OperationHope.org.
As the opportunity for early enrollment in the new Medicare prescription drug benefit nears its end, you may be wondering if you should enroll. Millions of seniors already have and are saving hundreds, even thousands, on prescriptions. Don't miss out on the savings. You too could enjoy the benefits of lower prescription drug costs. The sooner you enroll, the more you'll save. If you need help choosing a plan, call Medicare today at 1-866-723-0416.
Intense, insightful, independent. South Florida's progressive talk. AM 940.
(866-801-0940) That's the number to call with any fitness question or comment. If you are an AOL subscriber and you're at your computer right now, you can send an instant message to Ask Phil a Question. That's an AOL address. And you should also make sure that you two websites you absolutely must put in your favorites. One is philkaplan.com. philkaplan.com. Don't do it because I said it. Just go check it out and then you decide. And the second is kellycalabrese.com. kellycalabrese.com. Did I spell that correctly?
You did.
Okay. Kelly.
Yes.
We got all kinds of instant messages, all from women. Now, they're asking about cellulite products, and we can go through them by name. But I think as we continue to talk, people are just going to kind of get that there really isn't a product. It really isn't even, you know, I don't want to say it isn't possible. It may be possible, but I would say it hasn't been done yet. Nobody has created a cream or a lotion or a pill or any sort of device that will make cellulite go away. And you know what's interesting? When we talk about this as a topic, we talk about cellulite as a topic. Really, if we were talking to men, we would just use a different word. We would just call it fat. Right? And what works to make fat go away is what works to make the body release stored adipose material. In other words, the body is holding on to this adipose stuff, fatty acids, thinking it's doing you a favor. It thinks it's got this fuel reserve in case you ever need it. But once it holds on to it, it does a good job to keep it. So it builds a nice cell wall around it, and that becomes a fat cell. Now, in cellulite, it's kind of trapped between these pockets of connective tissue, which gives it a different look. But it's the same stuff. So really, we have to figure out how do we get the body to first release those fatty acids back into the bloodstream, and then how do we burn them as fuel? And there is no product that will do that. And you know what, Kel? I wish there was.
We'd be the first ones to tell you. We really would. But, I mean, when you were mentioning before about the research, a lot of these studies are from the companies that are putting the product out there. They're biased studies. And when you go and read the fine print, it still says this should be combined with a diet and exercise program.
Right. And you know what? If you rubbed potato chips on your belly and you ate right and exercised, you'd lose fat, right? So you could sell people anything. Go, if you rub this on and you eat right and exercise, it kind of hurt rubbing potato chips on your belly, though. I don't know why I came up with that. Plus, getting your belly button, that would be gross. Don't try that at home. Don't try that anywhere. Never save the potato chips for the cheat day, and on the cheat day, eat them. Okay? Now, I know people hear this and go, Phil said it's okay to eat potato chips. I say, eat nice and clean 6 days of the week, and then, you know, gives you license to kind of enjoy the foods that are not all that supportive on that one day that we like to call the cheat day. Kel, here's another one. I just want to show how widespread it is. So we're talking about going after the teen market. We're talking about going after the Hispanic market, right? Most of these just target women in general. Going after the obese market. Well, now, this is actually in other countries. It's happening. This is from New Zealand. The product is called CelluSlim, and the creators of it were just fined $195,000. Actually, they have to give $195,000 in refunds, and then there are $61,000 in fines for selling this product, claiming that it would make cellulite go away. So what I'm telling you is when you really look at any of these, as Kelly said, when you look at the research, when you look at the claims, which very few people do. I do. The FTC does. But, you know, it's so big that we can't count on somebody like the FTC to control it. There's so much money being made that they can only target a few companies. And when they do, it's evident that this was complete and total scam.
And how many women really complain? I mean, if you buy something and it doesn't work, you just stick it in the drawer and you forget about it. You don't write into the FTC. You just sort of blame yourself and you move on.
And try something else.
Exactly. And women are spending thousands of dollars on massages and Endermolly and all these crazy things, thousands of dollars in desperation that women are spending on these enzymes and creams and electrical stimulation. It's just pure insanity.
Endermology. Is that what you said?
Yes.
Here's a legitimate, credible research study that was published in Plastic Reconstructive Surgery Journal. And the study was called Cellulite Treatment Myth or Reality, a prospective randomized controlled trial of two therapies, endermology and aminophylline cream. And I won't read you the whole study, but you can guess the outcome. This was done by actual legitimate PhD researchers in a university setting with no agenda other than to find out if these things work. And the answer is no. They don't work. Here's the real research I'm looking at. I'm holding it in my hand. So please don't get fooled. And if I'm not emphasizing this strongly enough, I'm going to keep going with it. Because if at best I can stop somebody from being fooled, one person, and get that person to say, if I just try the exercise and eat right thing, maybe it'll work. If I can just get them that far, then I'm happy.
And the endomology costs like $6,000. $6,000 with a personal trainer will guarantee you to be in a new body.
Yeah, but that's scary to people. Because do they need to spend $6,000 at all on anything?
Oh, no, not at all. But if you have that money to invest, get yourself a trainer and a massage therapist.
Yeah, I would say get yourself a nice pair of dumbbells, a stability ball, some elastic tubing. So now it's cost you $75. You might want to hire a personal trainer, maybe for 4 weekly sessions just to kind of help you get a program. So that may cost you another $200. So $6,000 minus $200, you've still got a good amount of money for a vacation. Right? Take that money, go on vacation. Just, you don't need to do this crazy stuff. Okay, now there's one product really that prompted this whole thing and why I thought this was an important topic. And it is called the Total Lift. And it is, it says, Stubborn Cellulite Control. Firms, reduces, tightens. Kelly, I sent you the link. I don't know if you got a chance to look at it. Did you?
I'm looking at it right now.
Okay, here's what it says. The specialist treatment for localized fatty deposits and stubborn cellulite. In other words, the cellulite that's not stubborn, we don't have to worry about that. This goes after the stubborn cellulite, and it's a specialist treatment, which combines three actions for visible, rapid contouring results. Excess deposits and stubborn cellulite are reduced, and skin quality is improved. Beauty benefits. It streamlines, reduces sponginess and cellulite. It lightens the legs, thighs, and hips, firms and reshapes, and visibly enhances the beauty of the skin. When we come back, we're going to tear into this a little bit and figure out if it really does have hope of working. Don't believe, if you just tuned in, that I am endorsing a product here. I'm basically just reading an advertisement. We'll talk more about it. Phil Kaplan being joined by Kelly Calabrese on the Mind and Muscle Fitness Hour this morning. Broadcast out of South Florida's Progressive Talk Station, AM 940, nationwide on the Health Radio Network. We'll be right back.
Find out more about our advertisers with a link to their websites by using our keyword search at am940southflorida.com. Just type in a category such as automotive or mortgage. It's easy and quick. The keyword search at am940southflorida.com.
AM 940 with traffic 4 times every hour from the Seminole Hard Rock Hotel and Casino Traffic Center.
Good morning. Right now, we have an accident in the Golden Glades, 95 southbound, right in the heart of the Golden Glades interchange in North Miami Beach. And further north, we have an accident 95 southbound at Miami Gardens Drive. Taking a look in Broward County, where traffic is lightly traveled this morning, we have an accident wrapping up 95 southbound at Hollywood Boulevard. That's off to the shoulder. I'm Scott Griffin, AM 940 Traffic.
Ladies and gentlemen, Saturday, August 5th, at the Miami Beach Convention Center, 200 valuable land parcels will be sold at a gigantic public auction. Hundreds of acres will be sold in Florida, Alabama, Arkansas, New York, Pennsylvania, and Tennessee. Starting bids as low as $100 an acre. Imagine bidding and buying 10, 20, even 100-acre parcels for as low as a few $100 an acre. Call 800-908-8000 or visit landauction.com, and a free catalog describing every piece of land will be sent to you immediately. Almost anyone qualifies for easy financing and low down payments. Call 800-908-8000 or visit landauction.com for your free catalog. Don't miss this chance to start planning your future. Buy land at low auction prices. It's exciting, and you're gonna love it.
Don't miss this gigantic land auction Saturday, August 5th at the Miami Beach Convention Center. 1901 Convention Center Drive, Miami Beach. Call 800-908-8000.
Randy Rhodes.
We are becoming the United Corporations of America. How many Freudian slips does it take?
Weeknight 6 to 10 on South Florida's Progressive Talk.
That's for the rich, by the rich. For the corporations, by the corporations.
AM 940. And streaming live at am940southflorida.com.
This is your Weedmeister 2000 String Trimmer, cranking up to chow down on the crabgrass growing out of your driveway. This is the little chunks of rock and dirt flying everywhere like shrapnel, hitting your ankles, and sooner or later, hitting
your eye. This is you calling yourself every name in the book for not wearing eye protection when working with a lawn tool. Any lawn tool.
And this is a message about safety from the American Optometric Association.
It was ridiculous. Every time someone had a cold at work, I'd catch it. I'd get tired and miss work. My doctor says 2/3 of the visits to family doctors are for stress-related illness. You know, my divorce and all that job stress was making me physically sick. It helped to make that connection.
When it comes to your body, your mind really matters. For more about the mind-body connection, go to apahelpcenter.org. That's apahelpcenter.org. A message from the American Psychological Association.
Welcome back, Phil Kaplan with Kelly Calabrese. Hey, Kelly, the reason that I have people instant messaging me as opposed to calling in today is because sometimes they don't want to ask the weird questions on the phone. And I know that because I always get emails after the show. And, you know, they're the questions that really people wouldn't call and ask because they may be a little embarrassed. They may feel funny, but they're anonymous by email. So listen to this one that just came in. I'm going to let you answer it, okay? Here is somebody who quit smoking 6 months ago and developed cellulite for the first time in her life, wants to know if quitting smoking caused the cellulite and if she starts smoking again, if it will go away.
Well, congratulations on quitting smoking. It's huge. It's amazing. It's a very strong addiction, so congratulations on doing that. The only thing that can cause you to gain weight is overfeeding, not smoking. People do smoke because they believe it's a stimulant. Some people start smoking and continue to smoke because they think it inhibits them from gaining weight. It's not true. It's a hand-to-mouth motion that causes the gain of weight. So, no, the worst thing you could do would be to start smoking again. It will not make your weight gain go away. It will not make your cellulite go away. The only thing that's going to do that is, as we've been consistently saying, strength training, cardiovascular conditioning, and a sensible diet that's not going to have you overfeeding.
Now, Kelly, you know one of the weird things about this show, other than me, is that it goes very, very, very fast, right? So we're almost out of time, and here's what I want to make sure we do. I'm going to ask you, before we leave, to talk about just a specific client that you might have had, and I didn't prepare you for this, who might have had cellulite that did something and got rid of it. And I want you to talk about just the specifics so somebody listening at least walks away going, okay, at least I have an understanding of what I can do. But before we do that, I want to go back and talk about this cream. Now, when you look at the ingredients here, they have really cool herbal words. It contains kangzu. It contains hortonia. It contains agrimony. Now, these things are herbs, sometimes known under different names, and some of them really do have some properties, but none of them reduce cellulite. And some of them that do have properties, such as agrimony, which is something that's found all over Europe and Canada and the United States, it's a plant. The English people use it to make a what they call a diet drink because they claim it purifies the blood. They also use it as a tonic for when people have colds or fevers. But this has nothing to do with what happens when you put it in a cream and rub it into cellulite. What they do is they find these herbs and they take the fact that these things might have some properties and they make it appear in the ad as if this will happen if you rub it into your thighs. And I can go through all the ingredients and show you how none of them have any efficacy in terms of a cream being absorbed, with the exception of one. Caffeine. Caffeine can be absorbed transdermally when you use a carrier, something like menthol. There are certain things that can pass the skin barrier and then get it into the bloodstream. But I want you to understand what happens then. Once it enters the bloodstream, it's traveling. It's not staying in the area you rubbed it in. So it's no different than ingesting it orally. So there is no hope of this thing getting rid of cellulite. In my opinion, looking at the research, knowing what I know, it's a really nicely done marketing campaign for something that will probably make a lot of money and will not work. But what I enjoy most about reading this ad is, at the end it says, method of use, apply every day, beginning at the ankles and working up to the waist. To further reinforce its effectiveness, apply using our new self-massage body contouring method, which is trademarked. The method is explained in the booklet that you will receive when you get the product. Now, you know what, Kel? I got the booklet.
Okay.
It is about 30 minutes worth of laying on the floor primarily, doing massage-type things. But one of the movements has you basically rubbing your, I'll say, buttocks, as you are holding a bridge position. So you're actually tensing up those muscles. That has nothing to do with the cream, nothing to do with the rubbing. Another is what we would call a reverse crunch, where you kind of hold a position with your legs extended and your hips kind of lifted off the ground slightly. These things are working the body. You know what we can call this? Exercise. And I would guess that there's some instructions in there that talk about how to eat as well. So don't get fooled by this stuff. Now, Kelly, give people some, you know, here's what you can do kind of stuff. Do you have a client that you could think of that might have come to you and said, how do I get rid of this?
Sure. Yep. I had this woman. I'll use her name. Her name is Georgianne, and she was one of the ladies who knocked on my door and insisted that I train her. She had 12 weeks before. She was going to Vegas with her sister, and her sister was very fit, and she was not. And she came in to see me twice a week for strength training and stretching, and then on her lunch hour, she was going to be doing combinations of walking and running and stair climbing and elliptical training, so basically cardiovascular conditioning. And the first couple weeks, she was feeling great. She was getting stronger, but her body wasn't really changing. So then something happened. She asked to borrow my babysitter, and my babysitter went up, and she came back, and she said, I could never be in that house. I said, why? She said, it is filled with junk. She said, it's like the candy aisle at the grocery store, the Sam's Club. And so she was surrounded by all this junk that she was snacking on. And then I also came to find out that while she was at the lunchroom at work, that she was being completely sabotaged there. It was always somebody's birthday. There was always donuts and bagels. And so we had some really good conversations about that, and that was the turning point for her when she started. She was training very hard and consistently, and when she combined that with getting the junk, the cluttered food and the garbage food out of her body, she reached her goal in 12 weeks. But it was about at that four-week mark where we really realized that she wasn't making the nutrition healthy changes that she thought that she should. She lost 16 pounds in 4 weeks. She went down two sizes. She could see some definition in her arms. Her stomach was flatter. And she's been a client for 3 years.
And we can't talk about what happened when she went to Vegas, because what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas. All right, we'll be back to wrap it up. This is Phil Kaplan and Kelly Calabrese on the Mind & Muscle Fitness Hour, broadcast out of the beautiful downtown studios of AM 940, South Florida's progressive talk station, nationwide, we hope, on the Health Radio Network.
Product was absolutely fabulous. I didn't have to change anything, and I dropped two dress sizes in no time at all.
Would you like to drop at least two dress sizes in the next 30 days? Well, now you can with the doctor-recommended Banitol Weight Loss System. Banitol uses a unique quad-action formula to cleanse your body of dangerous toxins, suppress your appetite to fight cravings, block carbs and fats, and help you burn fat so you'll have more energy. Banitol is safe, doctor-recommended, and comes with an incredible double-your-money-back guarantee. That's right. If you're not completely satisfied with your results, if you haven't dropped at least two dress sizes in your first 30 days of using Banitol, then we'll send you double your money back.
I lost 37 pounds in a month and a half. I love it.
This is a limited-time offer, so you must call now to order doctor-recommended Banitol. Drop two dress sizes in the next 30 days, or we'll send you double your money back.
Call now and try Banitol risk-free at 1-800-951-9018. That's 1-800-951-9018. Lose two dress or two pant sizes in 30 days, or double your money back. 1-800-951-9018. 1-800-951-9018.
AM 940. Connecting South Florida Progressives.
Check out Revolutionary Tides, the Art of the Political Poster, at the Wolfsonian at FIU on Miami Beach. Call 305-531-1001. The Time of Big Hairdos and Puppy Love is revisited in this funny, fast-paced trip back to the 60s. It's called Beehive, and it's playing at the Broward Stage Door Theater in Coral Springs. For ticket info, call 954-344-7765. The Broward Center is holding its 11th annual Summer Shorts Theater Program. Call 954-462-0222. And you can learn about sea turtles and their babies, and even accompany a naturalist on a hatchling release at the Ann Cole Nature Center in Hollywood. Call 954-926-2480.
For more information about these events, or to find out how you can add your progressive organization or event to our listings, log on to am940southflorida.com. Connecting South Florida progressives, we're AM 940, and streaming live at am940southflorida.com.
Flooding is the most common natural disaster in the U.S., but most homeowners' insurance policies don't cover damage from flooding.
If you're considering adding flood insurance to your policy, Congress may make it easier for you. A bill passed in the House increases the amount of coverage you can buy and makes money available for living expenses after a disaster. For more info, ask your insurer about the National Flood Insurance Program. Experts recommend taking before and after photos of your home to support your insurance claim. New home sales are taking a cue from summer and staying hot. Some economists were thinking the housing market would cool off due in part to rising mortgage rates, but a Commerce Department report says new home sales last month rose 4.6% over the month before. And if you've ever thought you're paying too much for a cup of coffee, a new cost of living survey by Mercer Consulting says a cup of Joe costs more than $5 in Moscow. For Consumer Watch, I'm Rachel Lee.
We're about done here on the air today, but make sure that you go to your computer and go to philkaplan.com, philkaplan.com. That's not only if you're interested in my programs. I mean, if you have any questions about anything, go there. And there's another great resource, and of course, that's kellycalabrese.com. And, you know, Kelly and I, as we've matured, have moved away from the one-on-one personal training because I think our careers have evolved, but we both maintain a real deep-down desire to leave some kind of legacy that allows personal fitness trainers to really establish positions as professionals. And Kelly and I have had many discussions. We're frustrated. You know, it's like we find these people who want to be trainers. We give them the tools. We give them the stuff. And they just don't quite get it. And still, you know, we're trying. And one of the things that Kelly says is, I don't understand why they don't do it. And I say, you know why, Kelly? Because they're not you. There's something very, very rare about Kelly Calabrese. And it's she's genuine. She's real. And what I love, Kelly, is the woman sent the question about the smoking. And the way you answered it, I just so great. It's like, hey, congratulations. I mean, she's asking a question that many trainers would kind of roll their eyes at. But you're understanding she's asking this because she's in pain. She's frustrated. You know, so the very first thing you do is make her feel good. And if only personal trainers could learn how important that mindset thing is, just the way you described the way you worked with your client, you didn't reprimand her. You didn't insist she go on a diet. You helped her make the right decisions in her life. And when people start to do that, they become empowered. And when they become empowered to apply synergy, they're in control of their body. Am I right?
Correct. Absolutely.
So it really is simple, but with it being simple, Kelly, so many people don't get it. So I so appreciate you, and I so appreciate you being on the show today. Because as I said earlier, I mean, you have no agenda other than to just help people get fit. So to any women who are listening and still not 100% convinced that they can do this themselves, they still want something to show up on QVC, we've got 30 seconds. Just give them a little last glimpse of Kelly on the show today so that they can then go to your website and read some of your articles and get to know you.
Yeah, it's honestly my personal mission to support specifically the women out there who tend to be preyed upon by the media even more than the men are regarding your health, your fitness, anti-aging, longevity. I'm supporting women with online training, with phone coaching, with group seminars, and you do need support because it is confusing. And my personal goal is to empower you with the information so that you can go out there and do this on your own. I certainly don't want you to be dependent on me, but I am here to support my clients and give them the information that's going to help them make positive, long-term physical improvements that are going to last a lifetime.
And I am supporting women, too. One of them is my wife, and it's always been difficult because she always needs new shoes. And the other is my two-year-old daughter. And the problem with that is, number one, Amy is her mom, so of course she's now fixated on shoes, but her feet keep getting bigger. So I'm supporting women too, but in a different way. But ultimately, I am supporting people, trying to give them the information so they gain control. And that's why, Kelly, you and I are so closely linked. And I love that you do what you do, and I love that we do so much together. And together, we're going to really have a massive impact and help America finally find fitness. So thank you so much. KellyCalabrese.com. Be sure to visit it. And then go to PhilKaplan.com. And then just kind of go back and forth, and you're going to find a lot of consistency. And join me next week for the Mind and Muscle Fitness Hour. And